Hey, everybody. Welcome to a Friday morning. We're going to have a lot of applause this morning. Friday morning from the studios of Grand Forks Best Source. It's time for your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. Standing by, realty expert Caitlin Ramseth. We'll talk with her right after this.
What would tomorrow look like if you sold your house today? Maybe you'd move to a new city or a new country. Maybe you'd pick up birding or birdies. You could get into wine, not that into wine, or skiing, warmer skiing. Or maybe you'd spend more time doing nothing at all. When you're ready for whatever comes next, we'll be ready to help you get there. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services.
All right, you know, we had the applause for Friday. Now let's applaud Caitlin Ramseth. How's that?
Happy Friday.
Yeah, how you doing today?
I'm good.
Good, good, good. Big plans for the weekend?
My parents are coming up to visit. A little bit of work here and there. Otherwise, hopefully just get some stuff done around the house.
No, wait a minute. Did Caitlin Ramseth just say a little bit of work here and there on a weekend? Because you're usually nose to the grindstone on the weekends, aren't you?
Yeah. I have an open house on Saturday this weekend, and then some showings on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay. Well, you got your work cut out for you.
Yep.
Well, say hi to Mom and Dad.
I will.
All right. Okay. Say I've never owned a house. So many people think it's easy to just go buy a house. It's easy to just go sell a house. But there are things you need to know, like a lot of things.
Yes.
So what would I need to know? Never bought a house before. What are some of the things I should know before I do this?
Okay, so if you're a first-time home buyer, there's a lot of things you need to know. I know sometimes even like second, third-time home buyers come in and they're still like asking questions about things that they might have missed when they first bought a house. So we'll kind of go over some steps. The very first step, so the first and second one we talk about all the time on the podcast, but the first one is, no matter where you are in your time frame, whether it's you have to buy a house in a month or 6 months, get in contact with a lender. And one and two go hand in hand because the second one is get in contact with a realtor. But we'll start with lender first. And the reason I say to get in contact with a lender first is because they're going to take a look at your credit, your debt to income ratio, your assets, all of that stuff. And they're going to be able to figure out how much you are going to have for your closing costs, your down payment, what you can afford on a house, all of that stuff. And depending on what your budget comes back as, they're going to be able to help you kind of set up, like let's say you're 6 months out, they're going to be able to say, okay, this is what you need to do. This is what you need to pay off to get a lower interest rate or all of that kind of stuff. And it gives buyers a really good idea of where they're at and where they need to go before buying a house.
So if somebody came up to you, and I hate to interrupt you, the first thing you're going to tell them really is go talk to a lender.
Yes.
And at least then they can come with, they've got a little bit of ammunition anyway, you know?
Exactly. And if they do approach a realtor first, that's also really great because we can set them up with lenders that we know, like, and trust.
You bet.
Local lenders, that kind of stuff. If they're like, yeah, I need to buy a house in the next 4 weeks, it's like, okay, come to a realtor first because then we can get our stuff situated, start asking our questions. And chances are they're going to be talking to a realtor and a lender the exact same day.
So, sure. Yeah.
But yeah, so as far as the lender goes, a common myth is that you, for the down payment, you have to have 20% down. That is not true at all if you're a first-time home buyer. A lot of times, if you're a veteran, you can have 0% down, and it goes up to like 3.5%. So a lot of people come to me and they're like, oh my goodness, I've been renting way longer than I needed to because I thought I had to save up all this money and I didn't know. And it's like, talk to a lender first. If you have any thoughts about buying a house in the future, just start having those conversations and figuring out what you need to do because you might be ready before you know it.
Sure, sure.
Okay, so that's that one. The next one is just talking to a realtor. So we're going back into step two now. Sorry, it's kind of hand in hand there. But when I have buyers interested and they come and talk to me, the first thing I like to do is set up a buyer consult. And this way we can kind of sit down, we go over all the steps to buying a house, and then I'm able to ask them kind of what their wants and needs list is. And this way we can kind of figure out what they're looking for in a house, because a lot of times buyers want to just jump right in, start looking at homes, and they have no idea what they even want in a home. And it's funny too, because when we go over this need list and this want list, when we start looking at homes, they get kind of blindsided by all these homes that are decorated really pretty or aesthetically pleasing, all this kind of stuff. So I like to be there to ground them back down to earth and say, hey, you have seven people in your family. You said you wanted two bathrooms. This house only has one.
Yeah.
Because they can get very blindsided by the pretty things.
Look, squirrel. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And then just having those honest conversations like, yeah, a pool would be nice, but is it realistic right now? Or is it something that we can add in the future? That all that kind of stuff. On the need list, we'll kind of talk about like how many bedrooms, bathrooms you want. Do you need a fenced in yard? What neighborhood you'd like to be in to stay in the same school district, all that kind of stuff. So, and that's things that sometimes buyers, like first time home buyers, don't realize that they need to think about before they go and start looking at homes.
Yeah. Just because it looks cute doesn't mean it could be the house for you.
Exactly. And it's always funny too, because there are a lot of really cute people out there who are really good at decorating.
Yeah.
But when they move, they're taking all the decoration with them anyway.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and you know, even if you're thinking about this in the future, it doesn't have to be, I want a house in 4 weeks, like you had mentioned. Maybe you want a house in 4 months. Maybe you want a house next spring. It's never too early to talk to a realty expert about this stuff.
Right, exactly. Just start having the conversations. The best thing, too, is just learning the process of buying a home, because there are so many steps that we need to go over. So many things that buyers just, you know, they're not aware of. And once we have the conversation, they're like, oh, this makes a lot of sense. Thank you for explaining
that. Yeah. And you know, when we bought our house that we currently live in, we had just talked about it. You know, boy, it'd be nice to live out in the country a ways and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, if we ever someday we could do this. Well, we had happened to talk to a lender, so we knew what we would be okay for. And how we got our house, I was actually gone on a hunting trip. And my wife, they were late for first church, so they decided to go have breakfast. And we're looking through the ads and saw this house for sale. So just decided to drive out to take a look. Next thing you know, I'm making the trip back home from my hunting cabin to go look at this house. I end up going right back to my hunting cabin. After looking at it, we put an offer in. Next thing you know, we got a house.
Yeah.
And we were not planning on moving.
Yep.
But that's the way it can work sometimes. Yeah. So that's why it's kind of nice to have some of these ducks in a row beforehand.
Exactly. Yep. Have your ducks in a row. That's a good way to put it. All right. So the third thing, this one I think I'm guilty of doing, and this is a real term if you Google it, but it's watch out for the Diderot effect. Diderot effect. Yeah. And so basically the Diderot effect, if you Google it, it says that it's obtaining a new possession, aka like a house.
Okay.
And this often creates a spiral consumption, which leads you to acquire more things. So if you're someone who's renting, or maybe you're still like living with your parents and you have a smaller space and you buy a house, you're very tempted to fill the spaces of the house, maybe get more decoration, furniture, all this kind of stuff, which ultimately leads you to spending more money.
Yeah. Yeah. We guys have a term about that too, for need a bigger garage, because you just need more stuff.
But then once you get the garage, you have to fill the garage.
Right.
So then you
That's
go and buy
it.
A whole bunch of stuff.
Yep. Yep. Pretty soon you can't walk in your bigger garage again.
Exactly. I know. So I'm guilty of this. I know I am. But it's a good thing to talk about with first time home buyers, because you know that when they buy a house, they want to get new furniture. They're starting to spend all this money. And even though when you close on a house, you have a little bit of a grace period before you have to pay your monthly mortgage payment, budgeting, you have to be able to budget. Because once you start buying all the furniture, the rugs, all the stuff, you could get really carried away.
Oh, sure you can.
Yeah. I know in my kitchen in the corner, I had this empty wall and I was like, I'm going to buy a stand for it. So I bought a stand. But now I need to get stuff to fill the stand with. So I had to go buy more decoration to fill the stand.
Yep. Now pretty soon you have a cluttered corner.
Yeah, so exactly. That's the Diderot effect. So just watch out for that when you buy a house. And then the other step I have here, which is a good one to know too, is just resetting your budget after you purchase a home. There's a lot of short-term costs up front when you buy a home. So if you're someone who's been renting, you're going to need a lawnmower, because you're going to have to take care of your own yard now. And the winter times, you're going to need a snowblower or at least a shovel.
Yep.
It's funny, too, because like even something as simple as like getting a new garbage can, those things are expensive.
I know
like,
they
I don't
are.
Want to spend $30 on a garbage can, but you have to have one.
Yes, so you sure do.
there's a lot of short-term costs that you're going to need when you buy a home, and just making sure that you're budgeting. If you're moving into like an association, there's going to be monthly, quarterly fees with that. I know a lot of apartments, they'll cover some of your utilities. So just know that you're going to be responsible for paying all of your utilities now. So there's a lot more budgeting that's going to go into after you buy your first home.
Mm-hmm. So you got find a lender, find a realtor.
Yes.
Be careful with that Diderot effect. And resetting your budget because, you know, that's huge. It's we've talked about this before. Yeah, okay, I can afford this house, but can I afford to put a couch and chairs and a TV in it? Can I afford to feed my kids once I buy this house? Can I afford to even live in this house? Exactly. These are all things that, that people, like you said, you can fall in love with a place real easy.
Yeah.
And imagine yourself in this house, but nobody ever imagines themselves in this house laying or sitting on the floor staring at the walls because they can't afford to furnish it.
Exactly. And another thing I like to point out too is, so as far as property taxes go, those can kind of fluctuate depending on if your property taxes go up or whatnot. And if you have a loan out on your house, your lender, it's going into an escrow account.
Yep,
so your monthly mortgage payment, it's taking care of taking that chunk out to go towards property taxes. But you have to be able to have some money in reserves in case property taxes go up.
Yep.
Your monthly mortgage payment's also going to go up too.
Sure.
If you're someone who paid cash for this, property taxes you do pay out of pocket. But just something, it's like those little things to budget. Make sure you have, we always say like 3 to 6 months reserves in your savings account before you buy a house.
Okay. Yeah. Because that's another thing. You don't realize that when you're paying your mortgage because it all comes out. But like we recently paid our house off last year and all of a sudden, well, you still have to have insurance and you still have to pay taxes. So now it's things you have to remember to do because it was always automatic before.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
So those are the big four tips that I have today. Of course, there's always way more. And I just want to reiterate again that when you talk to a lender or a realtor, you can do either one first. So if you're someone who wants, like, you know a lender, great, your lender can also help you find a realtor. And if you know a realtor, your realtor can also help you find a lender. So either one can go hand in hand. But definitely talk to one first before you start.
Yeah, because all of you realty experts at Berkshire Hathaway, you know all the lenders.
Yep.
You know the people that are doing the inspections. You know pretty much everybody.
We do.
And if you even need some work done on the house, you guys know all the contractors. That's why you guys are experts, right?
Yes.
All right. How does somebody get a hold of realty expert Caitlin Ramseth at Berkshire Hathaway?
My number is 320-267-6692, and you can call or text me anytime, any day.
It was fun seeing you again.
Yes.
Have yourself a great weekend and don't work too hard this weekend.
I'll try not to.
All right. Well, there you go. That's Caitlin Ramseth. She's a realty expert with Berkshire Hathaway. And that is your Friday edition of a Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. We'll do another one of these things Wednesday next week. All right. Until then, have yourself a great day and weekend.